of course. I had fun looking through all the responses. The dick pics were instantly deleted because the one I was looking for would be hot enough without feeling the need to lead with that head. I would rush home from work and spend hours poring over the profiles on the site. I looked at the photos and even read the descriptions. I was certain that I would know when I found the perfect guy for what I was looking to do. I only planned on doing this once and didn't have any interest in actually dating these men. I should mention that I was not on drugs at this point of my life. I was anti-drug all the way. I barely even drank alcohol. Coming from a family of drug addicts, including my father and a brother who died of a heroin overdose, I hated drugs in all forms. I had a difficult time understanding why anybody would even consider taking drugs. And from my experience, people that got drunk just ended up looking like idiots. No, I didn't relish the idea of losing control of myself in social situations. The second I saw his profile, I knew that he was the one. His pictures made my heart pound. I'm not sure if it was lack of interest or arrogance, but his description was blank, except for the mandatory fields of height, weight, and hair and eye color. But his profile picture showed him reflected in his bathroom mirror, and he was gorgeous. And shirtless, with low-slung jeans resting on his perfect hips. He even had that sexy V thing going on. You know, the one that looks like a trail pointed down to what you can only imagine to be the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I quickly pounded out a message and sent it. And every day, for a week, I would anxiously be waiting for his reply. And every day, there would be none. I stopped looking at other profiles because I only wanted him. I couldn't stop looking at his photos, and they made me wet every time I did. Finally, after 7 long and excruciating days, I received a reply from him. I was breathless with anticipation as I opened the message. Only one word: hey. I was a little disappointed because he didn't seem all that impressed with me. I had, of course, posted my most flattering photos, and my description had seemed alluring and sexy when I had written it. So his indifference actually irritated me a little. I sent a request for a live chat because I didn't want to wait another week for him to respond to a message. He accepted the invite, and I'll never forget the spike of excitement that flooded my body when that little screen opened on my phone. I felt a moment of panic and wasn't sure what to say. My first point of contact was actually quite brilliant. Brilliant if I was a high school cheerleader, maybe. "Hi," I said. Yes, all in capital letters, like I was screaming at him.
"LOL, hi back," was his reply.
"I want to have sex with you," I replied in true low self-esteem form. I'm not sure what I had been thinking, but here is an honest truth. Women use sex to get love. Another honest truth? I can say I just wanted sex, but never, not sober, not on drugs, have I ever had sex without having a small part of me hope that it would turn into love. What all women want: the fucking fairy tale. Yes, as these things often do, my story starts with love and will hopefully end there too. His name was Cage, and I loved him like the wind. Chapter 2, The Beginning. Early on in our relationship, Cage began to call me his wind. He said that when the wind raged, he could feel me, like I surrounded him. I was strong and powerful like the wind, and it brought him peace to feel it. Every time I feel the sensation of air move across my skin, I think of him. I imagine it will probably always be the same for him. Sometimes in the early spring, when the air is still cool from winter, I'll drive really fast with the windows down so I can feel the wind rush into my car and take my breath away. It's in those moments I can still remember the wildly exciting and intense first months of falling in love with him. It was exhilarating and heady. It was madness. June 6th, 2011. The original premise of the night was that I would come to his apartment and we would have a night of unadulterated, dirty, hot sex. Then I would leave. It's what I had requested. But as the day came closer, I had a hard time with being a straight whore, so I covered the intent with the guise of a concert first. Who doesn't want front row seats to the Deftones?